robot. We need a robot.
You know what? You should just replace me with AI. Might be better to just replace me with AI.
Yeah, I could get one of those Tesla bots, the humanoid ones that they have.
Probably has better hair.
Well, no, they have no hair, and they kind of actually resemble you in many ways. Now that I'm looking at you, they got the black body. It's pretty much, if I put a pair of headphones on one of Tesla's robots, I think I would have a podcast partner.
All right, hey, wouldn't even notice the difference.
No.
Be like the movies back in the days where they just swap you out.
Right, and
second,
we would just have to get some sort of like, you know, Republican-leaning tech company to provide us with an AI that does the reverse Google, where everything's very white supremacist-based racist, right?
So you have been listening to the show.
Yeah,
right.
That's right. I pay attention. Yeah,
okay, man. I like that.
Yeah, man. Mike, we almost didn't make it tonight. I almost went solo. I was going to do a mini solo bit. I had it all planned out. I was going to run over a couple gags on some local Denver news. We all know the typical routine with me at this point, right? The Squeegee Boys. Jared Polis. I was going to run the whole thing, yeah. And then I was going to kill about 10 minutes there with the Denver stuff. And then I was going to do a deep dive on chemtrails, pretty much just chemtrails. I was just going to exhaust myself on chemtrails. That was the plan. But either way, I was thinking about here, you know, I like to make some show notes before we get going. And as I was preparing to go solo, I was thinking about how, you know, we're missing Mike today. And I thought, well, you know, Mike is a real man, right? He's got a real job where, you know, he's working, he's doing real world work and working on real stuff. Whereas me, I work in cannabis.
yeah, you know, not a lot of emergencies.
And so here, I made a note. This is maybe the greatest note I've made in a long time. I said, guys like Mike work overtime, right?
Yeah.
Guys like me podcast in their free time. see the difference there?
It takes everybody to make the world go round, Frank. That's all I got to say.
Hey, man, you're a glass half full kind of guy. That's why I
can't
like
do my job if I can't go home and smoke a little weed. You know what I'm saying?
I was reading an article today in maybe NPR. I wish I had sent it to myself amongst all the articles I have before me here to show you guys. But Gen Z is amongst the most like depressed generation in the history of generations. And
yes,
they're all pursuing, I couldn't get over this, they're all in this pursuit of being happy all the time. Like, that's something that you can actually attain. It's impossible to be happy all the time, completely. And these people, dude, I was just reading through this article, I'm thinking, man, go work. Just work hard once in a while. You might feel satisfied and sleep well at night, right?
Really, all it is the status. You should find a job. And it's the biggest thing is not to find a job you love, right? Not to find happiness. Pursue contentment.
Yes.
And then the happiness will follow. It comes with it. You know what I mean? You will have moments of happy. You will have moments of sad, moments of depression. You know what I mean? But you want to aim for that content, you know?
Well, I was also thinking about, you know, working honestly and hard and being needed or depended upon at your place of occupation. You go home pretty tired, and then you sleep soundly at night, pretty typically.
Right.
Yeah, great sleep when you work hard, right?
You know, in our family, you know who sleeps the best? Mike the plumber and our uncle the mechanic. Two guys that go home. I mean, we're at the family party. He's on one couch. I'm on the other. You know what I mean? That's...
Yes, man. Absolutely. Well, so we harped on this one a bit last week. In a couple months when it was announced, the big raise of the minimum wage for fast food workers in California to $20 an hour. Not so shocking to people like me here in Denver, Colorado, where they're openly advertising $18.50 an hour to work at McDonald's. I mean, not a huge, you're talking a $1.50 difference. It's not
you're
that shot. Yeah, we're there, dude.
You're there. You know?
But what did we say from the get-go that this would ultimately lead to. We nonstop, man. This has been everybody's call. Robots.
Yeah, I imagine the whole thing. They're missing the. If I give you $20 an hour to flip burgers at McDonald's, is that going to make you happy? You're still going to hate your job. You know what I mean? You're still not going to get any satisfaction out of it. You're still, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It's, yes.
It's not the money, you know? That's one thing you really, I remember when I was a younger man always thinking like, man, I would do anything for six figures. I don't care what the job is. You know what I mean? 100,000? Yeah, I'd do anything for 100,000. But that lasts a short period, you know? The money doesn't mean anything. It's all about how you earn it, what you learn. You know, should always be on a pursuit of knowledge and bettering yourself, bettering your skills, your skill set. You know what I mean? Today fucking sucked, but I bet you I learned a couple things. I bet you, you know, I got a little bit better at putting pipe in. I was in a fucking crawl space, man, putting in 2-inch pipe. So shitty.
Well, Mike, covered, if anyone knows how to work 2-inch pipe, it should be a man like yourself. Hey-o! Yeah!
I am Italian.
Oh, man.
My Polish dad, I'm from the Italian, so it works out good.
All right, now, we all are well informed that you are a 5'7", all right? So, well, either way, man, I was really into this robot dive, if you will, that they did here on Axios that I have up on the screen. So pretty fascinating stuff. We all know Boston Dynamics. They're the ones who debuted that video of the, like, physically human-looking body robot jumping. They were the first company, if you remember.
They're the ones that do the robots dancing. It's like the robot dog, the robot human.
Dude, now, and this is them right here, Boston Dynamics. This is the evolution now of that robot. He can jump while gripping a, you know, heavy object, and, you know, it's just getting frightening at this point. But apparently,
can't get it on the big screen.
Oh, I thought I had it on there. Oh, here we go. There we go.
There we go. Wow, he's climbing up scaffolding.
I'm learning the trick still. I lost it there. So I was reading the whole time, enjoying myself. And yeah, here we go. So they're saying the humanoid robot is not the best one now, and they're all in on the dogs. And we've talked about the dogs, right?
Yeah.
The dogs, they just stick a machine gun on these guys, and they're unstoppable. But what I'm really loving and where I think this is really going is this nifty little guy here, Spot. Or I'm sorry, Stretch. Yeah. This little box with the arm on it, and he just picks up the box and puts it on the conveyor belt. You've just eliminated 3 jobs. Gone. I'm not kidding. The way they talk about this thing, it can lift up to 50 pounds right now, and once they teach it the first go-around, it can work 24/7. I think some of these variations have like 16 hours to 24 hours of like battery life, or you can obviously, I think, have them connected. But when I was looking through this guy Spot, who picks up the boxes and puts it on the conveyor belt, you know, how easy is it to stick a spatula on the arm of this robot?
Oh, yeah, that's coming, dude.
Absolutely, oh, man. And so this article is about how the people at Boston Dynamics are under a lot of pressure because they're getting, like, inundated with all these calls from many different industries that are wanting robotics now. And they're about 10 months behind really getting a lot of these in action. There's something like 200,000 of these robots in various sizes and designs throughout the country and world, but they're saying basically, like, in the next 10 to 12 months, the heat is on for these companies to bring the robots into the workforce. Folks, enjoy your $20 an hour at McDonald's while it lasts. You got about 10 months.
Yeah, you're done. Yes. Man, you should see the video of that thing loading up a pallet. Because it's like measuring the weight. So it's like making sure the pallet's evenly distributed weight-wise. It's stacking varying sizes of boxes, like perfectly balanced and shit. Yeah. And if you look at the comments, it's like, oh, I know. Look how slow it is. I know a guy that can do that twice as fast. Yeah, but this robot never calls in sick. No, this robot will work for 24 hours. You know what I mean? Man. It doesn't care. Its feet don't hurt, you know?
It doesn't take 2 weeks off to go to Florida. It's not going to demand 6 months for maternity leave. You know,
it doesn't need a good health plan. You know what I mean? It doesn't need any of that.
Yes, man. So it'll make up for it, I promise you, because, dude, it's crazy. And if we're looking at Atlas, which is the one that can jump, lift, and bend and do all that stuff. And this guy in particular, this is incredible, does parkour and backflips, high jumps while gripping bulky objects, and was recently shown moving 30-pound struts in an automotive environment.
Yeah, we're done.
That's it, dude.
Does this thing plumb?
I know.
Oh, God. I got to find a new job. Play the lotto. Okay, play the lotto. Man. Hope they don't teach it to plumb.
Dude, the lot money is worthless, man. The original, one copy of the original Superman comic just sold yesterday for like $6 million or $600 million. I think it was $6 million.
And it turns out the guy who received the $6 million just now entered middle class.
So That's right.
Yeah, our money's worthless, man. You see those inflation figures? Not good.
Well, I mean, don't we feel it, though? We were laughing about it last week. Everybody was really celebratory that all of a sudden 300,000 new jobs are on the market and people are working. Like, who's working, actually? We've been seeing everybody get fired. Nobody can afford anything.
And I don't believe you. Every month you're creating 300,000 jobs. Who's working these jobs?
Migrants.
Okay, touche.
I think, no, but I think they're giving them to the migrants.
Dude, they're not. You got to see what's going on in Chicago. These motherfuckers are just hanging out. Now the weather's nice. So good luck getting rid of them now. Oh, I mean, they're hanging out. They're giving them free bikes. They're giving them, these guys are literally like, they were blocking the road with these fucking scooters and bikes. It's insane.
And nowhere is better than Chicago in the summer, man. What a beautiful city to be hanging out in. On the street? That's classic Chicago.
I could think of a lot of places I'd rather be.
Well, you don't want to be in Florida in the summertime. It's like unbearable heat-wise. Yeah. So is Chicago, actually, now that I think about it. Come to Colorado. No, wait, get out of here, migrants. No more squeegee boys.
Now you go on 294 and there's a giant billboard and it says, Chicago supports ceasefire. Thank you, Mayor Johnson. Like, what? What? Did you see the video I sent you of the highway? Of John Wick, Chicago John Wick on the highway?
All right, so it's a pretty harrowing experience to witness unfold via cell phone camera. And I think it kind of cuts into the middle of the scenario. It's the fella after he shoots the other guy in the car, is that right? And then he points the gun at the car filming him and then gets
into his car.
What's that?
Can you play it?
I would have to I sent it to myself. Yeah, maybe for the second hour here.
Action crew, let me know. It turns out, though, if you do some deep dive, that guy was actually the hero.
Please explain now. So, because I hope I described it well enough, which is
the video is the perspective. It's a guy in a car who's trying to take the exit ramp off the highway, and he can't because there's this car with all its windows shot out, and it's like sideways into the wall, right?
Right.
And from the opposite side of that car comes this guy with a gun in his hand just walking. And he's trying to wave the people on. Like, no, you can fit, come on. This is after he was shooting at people who were running down the highway. And then he goes into the car that's smashed against the wall. And the guy on camera says he thinks he just shot the driver. But then this guy, literally with his gun in hand, casually just walks back over to his car, which is blocking a whole lane on the highway. Right, he just fucking stopped on the highway, put his four ways on. God bless him for the four ways, and gets out of his car and starts shooting at dudes. Right, and you think, oh my god, this guy just got out and assassinated some people or something. No, he was the hero. That guy apparently was driving by, saw guys carjacking this car, and started shooting them. Then they crashed into the car. They crashed into the wall, and I guess when he was coming back and went to the car, he didn't shoot anybody. He put the car in park and turned it off.
The fuck going on?
Oh so, man, hold on here. Sorry, I got the sound there.
And then he just goes back into his car and drives off like nothing happened. Like nothing happened.
So I think I got it here for you. Can you see it there?
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And I turned the sound down just because it was a little outrageous. Is the sound important, or is it just the dude breathing heavy inside the car? Here's the fella with the gun. So this is on St. Patrick's Day, and he's wearing a Irish Lucky shirt, which is fantastic.
And look at that. He's trying to tell the guy, like, come on, you got enough room. Hold on. And then he goes into the car. They thought he shot the driver there, but no, he actually turned the car off or something.
All
and it
right.
gets back. Look at that, four ways on and everything. Door locked. Unlocked it because you don't want to get mugged. You don't want them to steal your car. And then he just drives off like nothing happened. So what he was doing was shooting the robbers as they were running away.
That's crazy, man. Vigilantism, man. This is
middle of a Saturday. You know what I mean? It's not even like Saturday night or anything.
It was St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
It's just a Saturday.
Where are the cops? You defunded them. They're gone.
Now we got Batman over here.
You got this guy with the gun directing traffic with a handgun and you know, stopping the crime while he's at it.
See, this is where I don't believe it. Some people think he's an undercover cop. Or an off-duty cop.
I actually, you know, I mean, the way he's handling the weapon, he seems very confident and, yeah. Aware. Right? Most people don't have general awareness. And think about most firefights you see. People are like shooting and running. You know, they don't even know what they're doing.
Oh, not Chicago.
Yeah, you're right.
These guys are trained. These are better than our military at this point.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, Zelensky, you need to come recruit over here. I know you got the money.
We need money and hookers. Cocaine.
Oh, they got good coke, too. Those Southsiders. Yeah, that's insane, though. That's what we're dealing with.
No, you're dealing with worse things in Chicago, Mike, which is why you gotta bring in the big gun. Or the big guns. The manliest guns. The guns with the biggest dong, bigger than the Italians, if you will.
Michelle? You talking Michelle?
No, I'm not talking about Michelle. You know who I'm talking about, man. Where is it here? Oh, I lost it already.
Oh, no. Is it Lori?
We're bringing in Lori Lightfoot to take on Supermare.
$400 an hour to investigate why. Why?
They called her on, man. Here comes Lori. She's going to investigate the Supermare for $400 an hour. These two chicks are going to party their asses off for like 2 weeks, and both of them are going to get paid on the taxpayer's dime.
Oh, absolutely. And she's getting off for sure. For sure she's not going to get arrested. Lori Lightfoot's going to do an investigation, find nothing wrong.
We have this corrupt minority lesbian taking over our town. Let's call in another corrupt minority lesbian investigator. It's unbelievable, man. Come on, dude.
You won't believe it. This corrupt lesbian? Found nothing wrong with the actions of the other corrupt lesbian. It's insane. Like, the only thing that's going to come out of this is Lori Lightfoot's going to teach her how to not get caught.
I know.
You know? You were too obvious. Let me teach you.
At the conclusion of the investigation, I assume they will put out some TikTok video where both of them are dancing to some tribal beats, and they're doing some African tribal dance. My favorite Lori Lightfoot.
I mean, if this goes to trial, are you going to call that DA from Georgia and her boyfriend to come fucking prosecute it? I mean, What are we doing here? What are we doing here? What did the fucking Lori Lightfoot do that's worth $400 an hour? $400 an hour?
I don't know, man. It's unbelievable to me.
I mean, aren't you busy, like, teaching at Harvard?
Oh, come on. Is anyone teaching actually at Harvard? They're too busy protesting for terrorists, you know, across, halfway around the world.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of total complete nonsense, we're at it again, man. I got to put it on there. I feel like I'm having or experiencing deja vu on some sort of level. We cannot escape it. And it seems to be over and over again that we're reporting on this or talking about it. Joe Biden paying off more student loan debt?
How? I thought the Supreme Court said no. Isn't that supposed to be like, all right?
I thought this was over. Thought it was illegal. But somehow we talked about this 2 months ago. They forgave $20 million. Now it's $30 million. I think a while back they did $10 million. Where are they coming up with these numbers, dude? This must all be fake. I want to meet somebody who's actually had their money given back to them.
How much money is out there? you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be a finite number of dollars in circulation. What is that number exactly? Does anybody even know?
No. That's why you got to buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin, people. I'm telling you right now. It's the only way out of this madness.
GSB.
You know, everything, I was thinking about this the other day, especially after we discussed the $1.6 billion lottery they're offering up now, and there's a really great moment in 1984 where it's discussed how people are in love with the lottery, but there isn't even a grand prize, and I was thinking about The Running Man. Do you remember The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, yeah, it's a great movie. One of his best.
Absolutely, one of his best. I couldn't agree more. And there's a scene towards the end when he finds out the truth of all the like previous winners in The Running Man that they would always advertise, and they all ended up actually dying, and it was all BS, and they're in front of these green screens and all that stuff. Like, dude, that's the world we're living in right now.
Oh, you don't think anybody's winning this money?
No, I don't think anyone's getting anything back. I think it's all bullshit. I don't think there were 300,000 jobs. How easy, think about how easy it was to fool us with COVID and all the bullshit statistics and the numbers on the screen on CNN, dude. It was all BS. It's so easy to just pull numbers out of your ass. And if you own all the media, well, hey, here we go. 300,000 more jobs and 30 million of you get your student loans back.
Yeah, you're right. Like 30 million is like 1 out of 10. I know 10 people. I should know at least one person that got their loan paid back, right?
I'm seeing nobody celebrate on the social medias, man.
No, but in real life.
Yeah, Emma doesn't tell me about anything with anybody. Like, oh, so-and-so got their student loans back. Like, she's friends with nurses who are in debt. In ways you can't even imagine for going to nursing school and medical school. Not a peep. I have heard not one celebratory anything. Nothing on the Instagrams or on the... nothing, man. Nobody.
Oh, dude, they all had time to do dances on TikTok when it was COVID and they were the heroes. But now you're getting checks from the government to pay off your loan. No time to dance? Not one dance on TikTok?
Not one dance? I don't believe it. That's what I'm saying. I'm calling baloney on all of this, man. Well, do you want to see the clip either way? I had it on the screen there for a while, which is pretty funny.
Yeah. Sorry.
It was nice looking at these jamokes. Look at these idiots. Look at their faces. those are the three fakest smiles. This lady's incredible. She's frown smiling. Look, she has a frown, but she's smiling. All right, here we go. I like this clip only because of this creepo, George Stephanopoulos, who opens it up. Something about this guy. I get the feeling he's got the tan lines of a man who's taken some vacations to Little St. John Island over there with the Epstein fella.
You know the difference between him and Tubin? He didn't get caught jerking off. He was definitely jerking off to his coworkers during those Zoom meetings.
That's right, dude. That's creep. He knew how to use the mute button, man. Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. We got these goofballs at Good Morning America. They're gonna give us the lowdown on the big Biden reveal. Pizza every day, everyone.
President Biden set to announce a new student debt relief plan that will impact millions of Americans if it goes into effect. Supreme Court struck down a previous plan. Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce has the details. Good morning, Mary.
Mary Bruce.
Good morning, George. Well, during a trip to the key battleground state of Wisconsin today, President Biden will unveil his new sweeping student loan plan, which could erase or lower debt for tens of millions of Americans. So here is what we can expect. The plan targets runaway interest, canceling up to $20,000 for the 25 million borrowers who now owe more than they borrow. And those making $120,000 or less a year would be eligible to have all of their interest wiped out. The plan would also eliminate debt for borrowers with at least 20-year-old loans. Now, the rollout of this is set to begin this fall, and the White House says that combined with its previous efforts, this means that more than 30 million Americans could see relief. This is the president's most significant attempt to address this since the Supreme Court struck.
That's a rubber mask, right? Like, we're looking at Jim Carrey behind a mask. I'm correct, yes?
I don't know.
You can kind of look right there. The eye skin is detaching from the human face behind it.
Nah, he's just old, man. He just looks like an old man. That's old skin.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Dude. Time is so cruel, you know? Look at this guy.
Yeah, you're 80, dude. I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do. You can't, and they're trying really hard to make him look younger and make him seem younger, but you can't. You're old. We're all going to get there if we're lucky, you know?
If we could be so lucky. Absolutely.
Down his plan last year. But guys, it comes as the president is eager to show voters he can make.
I'm sorry, even in those two clips, two different Bidens.
Well, I like how they didn't show him talking.
Yeah, dude, they never show the guy talking.
10 seconds? 15 seconds? No. 15 seconds of him announcing to 30 million people that he's erasing their debt. How do you owe more money now than when you borrowed the money? You weren't paying the loan. I don't understand. You've done nothing but make bad decisions your whole life. You went to college, got some stupid degree that you're not making money off of, I could tell, because you can't pay your loan. And then you just haven't made any payments on your loan? What's going on here?
That seems about right, yeah. Or, you know, the interest rates could just be outrageous, and maybe they couldn't find a well-paying enough job from the get-go. You know, many young folks, especially people our age, were thrust into the world upon the first financial collapse in 2008, and then we were graced with the second one about 10 years later in 2020. So, you know, it's been a rough ride for the millennials and what have you. So, and also, too, boomers not dying off, man. They're holding on to those homes, baby. So, you know, the young folk are kind of stuck in a rut there. I don't think there's a lot of laziness, but I think there is some laziness. I'm going to give it to you.
So I know they think this is going to win them a lot of votes, which, you know, statistically, it's the college educated are the most likely to turn out, especially college educated, middle aged, most likely to turn out to vote. But I got to tell you, man, everybody made fun of me when I filed my taxes and I was like, dude, I owe the government money. Never before have I owed the government money. And everybody was like, Mike, you're making more money. You don't buy anything. You don't have a house or a car. You know what I mean? Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Nona comes downstairs yesterday furious. Furious. I mean, she starts talking about Joe Biden and how he ruined the economy and everything. And I'm like, you know, what's going on? She owes the government $500. She hasn't paid it. She said she hasn't paid a dime in taxes in years. Decades. Since she retired. She's a retired lady living off of Social Security and an IRA, and now she owes the government money. Insane. It's not just her. It's also the neighbor. It's also these people All these old people who never paid taxes, income tax. They owe on the income tax. I mean, what are you taxing? Their Social Security? What's going on here? That's crazy. And then one of the things that, you know, one of the excuses for the government is, well, you took more money out from your IRA this year than you did last year. You inflated everything 25%. When the inflation goes up, I need more money to live, and then now you're going to tax me on it? What kind? And then give it away to the young college educate. Who needs it more? You're 30 years old with a gender study degree and $100,000 student loans. You need it? Or the 80-year-old woman living off Social Security? You know what I'm saying? I thought you guys were all about taxing the rich, not this poor old lady, you know?
Well, and it's not just that. A lot of this money is getting funneled to homeless and migrants.
Migrants?
And it's two separate things, especially in these liberal cities. It's pretty shocking here in Denver. I mean, we've gone all in on paying for these migrants. And I think I got something up in here, actually, that I thought you would have loved, Mike.
See that clip from Rand Paul?
Oh, I didn't see the Rand Paul clip.
Dude, he was talking to Congress, I think. But he brought up the fact that we now spend more money on Ukraine than the Marine Corps.
I got you here. There it is.
What? Like, what do you need? A little crazy.
We've sent how much to Ukraine now? 1 trillion? Are we there?
I don't know. Yeah. No, it's a couple hundred billion.
That's a lot of billion, though.
No, that's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, man. Like, 1 billion in my mind is too much considering how shitty everything is here in America.
I feel like you could buy Ukraine for a billion. Like, what is there that's worth more than a billion?
How much do they estimate it'll cost to fix the bridge in Baltimore?
Ooh.
They should take the finances from Ukraine, pay for the fixing of the bridge in Baltimore.
You know what? You know what the funniest part about that bridge? I even heard, we talked about it here. I think you said it. And then I heard M. Carolla say it. And it's almost like unanimous amongst any like podcast or like anybody you talk to who's like conservative. Everybody believes that bridge is going to go up with a different name.
Yes.
It's not going to be the Francis Key Scott. It's going to be just like Lakeshore Drive is some black dude DeSabo.
Yes, man.
It's going to be some like 18th century black guy.
Oh, Martin Luther King Bridge. Come on.
You think so? He doesn't have one?
No. Do you know who they really love there? He just died a few years ago. And they named, it's down in Baltimore. I've been past it many times. It's the Black History Museum. Or it may even be the Black Lives Matter History Museum.
Oh.
And Lewis, I can't remember. The guy was a senator or a congress member for Baltimore. They named it after him. He was beloved by everybody on the Democratic aisle. And I bet you they name it after him. I wish I could remember his name. But yeah, maybe. Or, I mean, come on. St. George Floyd Bridge. I mean, it's right there.
Ooh, maybe. I don't know, but it's like, it's really funny. Everybody just believes it's going to be named after a black dude.
Because it's...
Or woman. Could be a black woman.
It's so obvious, man. Like, we all know it. You know?
Yeah.
Either way, let's see here. I did want to bring it up quickly because it was on my mind. It was top of mind, if you will. So we're all about what we're, you know, gonna have to cut budget wise to pay for the migrant situation here in Denver. And everybody's very excited. Here's Mike Johnston. That's our Democrat guy. He originally said we were going to pay like $180 million. Now it's down to about $90. And so everybody's really happy. We're excited, right? We're not going to cut that much stuff. And we're still going to help the migrants. And it's all really great stuff. He put out a big PSA, a big thing. He was on the Channel 9 News, did an interview. And it's great, Mike. Everybody should be excited. Except that public safety departments in Denver will not be immune to the cuts. The Denver Fire Department will reduce its budget by nearly $2.5
million. What?
That's about 0.8% of its yearly operating budget. So pray that your house doesn't catch on fire there in Denver, right? But we're helping the migrants, right? And then about half of those reductions come from not filling vacant positions. So don't worry, we're just not going to hire any more firefighters, okay? It's all good. It's all good. The Denver Police Department will cut nearly $8.4 million, or about 1.9% of its budget, because if there's anything we need more in Denver right now, it's less cops and less funding for the cops, right? Come on! Oh my God, people. So it's basically going to go to, and they're saving $5.3 million by not filling open positions. That's right. We're not hiring any more cops.
Yeah, but think about what you get in return, Frank. Immigrants, come on.
Well, I got the Squeegee Boys. They clean my window when I'm hanging out in traffic over at Santa Fe and Alameda, man. Oh, yeah.
Does it make you feel better that they're going to come in and they're not going to offer anything to the community? If anything, they're just going to bring down your property value.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Yeah, I know. I'm very happy about it. But my windshield, squeaky clean. It's fantastic.
That's just like, dude, Chicago's no different. I forgot what they said. We're spending. And we're going to be making cuts. And it's like, holy shit, dude. Businesses left. And you haven't been able to fill those spots in downtown Chicago. It's insane how many empty storefronts, empty offices we have down there. If you guys are worried about the migrants, you guys are just worrying about the wrong thing, you know?
Well, yeah, in Denver, we have the 16th Street Mall, which is in complete ruin and has been for a couple of years now since they decided to undertake this massive, you know, renovation. And I was chatting with a fella yesterday about a new In-N-Out Burger that's being built up relatively close to my house. And I warned him. I said, don't be surprised if I gain about 200 pounds in the next 6 months. It's going to seem rapid and disgusting, but it might happen. Right?
You can gain 20 before anybody notices, man.
That's right, dude.
Yes, put some meat on them bones.
But we were discussing how, you know, he kind of brought up, he's like, oh, you know, it's weird. They keep building all these In-N-Out Burgers around Denver, but none have opened up in Denver. And I was like, yeah, that is quite interesting. Strange of In-N-Out as a franchise in a corporation.
Dude, I have said it to maybe 6-7 people, and I get the same reaction. No way. No way. I know I've seen one in this neighborhood. I tell everybody I'm looking for a house. And if I find a house that's affordable, the first thing I do is look how close the nearest Little Caesars is. I hate Little Caesars. It's the worst pizza out there. But Little Caesars doesn't open up. They just don't open up stores in bad neighborhoods.
Wow. You know what
I mean? If you go, I took a picture maybe a year ago of the Google.
I think there's one down the block from my house, now that I think about it.
Dude, they don't open in bad neighborhoods. And yes! It's not even they don't open. They will open them, but then if they start losing money, they cut them. Or if there's like, it gets too bad. I took a picture like last year when we were working on the south side and everybody wanted to get Little Caesars. So I put it in the GPS and we were just in this like, it's like there's this like cutout. It's like a V. It's like goes through the south side, and then there's this part of the west side. No Little Caesars. No fucking Little Caesars, dude. I'm not even joking. I was like, we're like 35 minutes from a Little Caesars right now. And then you look around, and it's just dumb, dude. I'm talking they're selling drugs on the corner. Houses look like they're burned to the ground, and people are still living in them. I mean, it's. Look for a Little Caesars, man. But that's a good. I mean, In-N-Out too. I'm sure it's the same way. Just look for what's around. You look at the restaurants that are moving in. More importantly, look at which ones are not moving in. You know.
Yeah. Well, Denver, I think, is suffering the same consequence of their policies as Chicago, New York, L.A., and San Francisco are kind of undertaking. the intense and ridiculous green energy regulations that they have to abide by, while simultaneously being open and welcoming to homeless people just encamping in front of their place of business.
Dude, I know. So these migrants throwing their diapers on the street, that's environmentally friendly? We don't have to worry about them shitting in the woods and stuff, but no, let's worry about... I meant to send you that article. So it's not even CO2 we're worried about anymore.
Wait, you mentioned this to me, actually. What was it? Methane, so, right?
It became methane because it was 10 times more. It's 10 times more potent than CO2. Does a better job of keeping the heat in. And then I just saw this article the other day. I forgot what it was, like sulfur hydroxychloride or something. Only comes from burning fossil fuels. 2,400 times worse than carbon dioxide. I'm like, dude, come on. Now you guys are just making shit up. I thought we were supposed to worry about the CO2. But that now that that's been totally debunked, you're just coming up with different compounds.
Oh, man, I heard a super clip a couple days ago of John Kerry. No, it was Al Gore from 2000 and then 2010 and then this year. And it's his whole spiel about the Hiroshima bombs exploding every day in the atmosphere. But like in 2000, it was like 10,000 Hiroshima bombs. And then in 2010, it was like, 20 Hiroshima bombs. And this past year, I think we even played the clip. He was like 100,000 Hiroshima bombs every second of every day.
Okay, I don't believe you.
I know, dude.
Whatever it is, I just don't believe you,
When they're not chemtrailing, the air smells pretty normal and fresh. It's kind of nice outside.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's just like I remember it, dude.
The sun actually feels good when you're not blocking it,
Oh, man. The eclipse was this week. Did you get to experience it at all, or are you stuck inside some sort of cavern or cave, underground?
Tell you my story?
You were outside?
So, dude, so funny. So I was working in a basement under a pizzeria. It's like an abandoned kind of like, I guess it was probably meant to be a parking lot, but it's not, nobody parks there. You can't. There's so many rats, dude. But you go in there because once a month this place backs up and you have no choice but to open up the cap to rod the line. And literally, dude, it's like you're squeezing toothpaste out of a tube. It's just this thing of grease that comes out of the drain.
Oh, God, man.
Dude, and then the rats love it. So, I mean, they're just, they're eating it. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Food and water, it's so bad. Dude, you open the garage door and then you start walking down and you hear some, it's like there's a bunch in there. But, dude, anyways, they always run. They always run away. They hide. You don't see them, especially you start making noise. And I'm making noise, dude. I hadn't seen one all day, actually, now that I think about it. I was there almost all day. And then, dude, all of a sudden, they started coming out. And, they were just, running in, not circles, but, one would come out, run to the wall, go back. And they were, acting so weird. And then I started hearing dogs barking. And that's when I was like, oh, shit, it's the eclipse. It's got to be the eclipse. I go outside. It was like 2 o'clock, and the full eclipse was at 2:07.
Oh, man.
Weird, bro, I'm telling you, something happens. Something happens with those animals. Those rats knew, and they're living in holes. But, dude, so then I go to my truck, and I, try to look at the sun, let me put my glasses on.
Oh, yeah. We all do it.
It was too bright. And then this is when it's good to be a working man. I have a welding helmet in my van.
Oh, so nice, dude.
A welding helmet, and I was able to look at it. It was awesome. We got almost full coverage. It was just a little piece of the pie.
Bro, that is the manliest way to watch the solar eclipse. A welding helmet?
dude, and I'm downtown, so you got all these fags in their tight clothes and loafers. And they're all with their glasses. Oh, let me get the glasses. Let me get the glasses, dude. I come out of my bed with a fucking welding mask on. And I'm covered in shit. Like, at this point, dude, because I'm, like, cleaning this sewer line, and it's the overhead, so you're, like, you're pulling back the jetter, and, like, literally this grease is just spraying you. It's raining down on you. So I come out just covered in shit with my welding mask, watching the eclipse. Yeah.
Dude. That is awesome, man.
It was awesome. It was awesome to see it.
So, you know, here in Denver, we had 100-mile-an-hour wind storms. And as a precaution, so they don't start any fires, XL just, like, shut off everybody's energy everywhere.
All right.
Folks, you get what you voted for.
All you right? voted.
Yes. I hate to say
it. No, about those immigrants who are lighting fires in the parks to cook their food.
Oh, it's better. It gets better. So on Monday, the power had been out for 3 days, right, since Saturday. It's Monday, still out in Denver. And if you're trying to get into your work, which maybe the power is out, and you're going down I-70, you were rerouted because they had to shut down the entire interstate because a gigantic fire was started at a homeless encampment underneath the viaduct of the interstate there. Yeah, so...
Who could have predicted that?
Yeah.
The plumber that just predicted it.
It's unbelievable. You're psycho, man. So...
Yeah.
So, it just happens to be that where I work in that part of Denver, and when I got into town, power was out. And so Monday's typically just kind of processing information through the old website there. So I was able to head home for the day. I will declare this an act of God, honestly. And so, yeah, I went home on Monday and worked from home a little bit. And then when the eclipse happened, I took my shoes off and stood in the grass with my bare feet and soaked in the old eclipse, man.
So you got to see some of it, huh?
Yeah, and then I warped through the dimension. I met the Anunnaki Prince Lord.
Did they take your gold or give you gold? I'm not sure how that one works.
They gave me a gold lightsaber, and I battled a demonic Hillary Clinton in space. It was really incredible. Yeah, I saved humanity. You're welcome.
Were the lizards there or no?
Yeah, well, they flipped CERN on right at the last minute and it zapped me back to Earth. It was incredible. They planned it to a T.
Never been so thankful for the French, you know what I mean?
I feel so bad for all the freaking losers out there who took the bait leading up to this eclipse, man. It's an eclipse.
It's an eclipse. It's predictable.
Yes, dude.
Did you see The View talking about it?
Mike, are you psycho, bro? I forgot to put...
Oh, my God. I knew you had to...
I have it,
dude. Dude, this is incredible. This is incredible. Dude, you wonder why they're able to sell COVID to the nation? Watch this clip. Watch this clip. The people who yell science the most know nothing about science. About science. Oh, God. I got to hear this again.
I think it's just the 52nd. It's the one that everybody saw. I can only... assume, right?
Yeah.
My favorite part is how, like, feisty Whoopi is. Like, she's kind of telling these ladies that they're dumb and they don't know what they're talking about throughout.
I can't believe Whoopi is the smartest one in the room.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really mind-blowing, honestly. All right, here we go. This is The View's take on the solar eclipse.
Leaving, we've got a solar eclipse. We've got the earthquake. She ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Cicadas. For the first time.
You don't know how to say cicadas?
Cicadas?
Oh, these people. These rich, elitist Hollywood weirdos, man, they're so sheltered in their lives. They've had landscapers do everything for them and nannies and people clean their houses. They've never had to clean a toilet, man. And she's never even seen a cicada before.
I know. Do they have cicadas in LA? Where are the ladies? Oh, they're in New York.
Yeah, are they? I don't know where they are.
Aren't they? Oh, you got cicadas in New York.
When did Whoopi turn into Bebop and Rocksteady from the Ninja Turtles over there, man? What is going on with this chick? Oh my god, dude.
I don't know, dude. She even got the jeans. She's going back to the 90s. She looks like Bernie Mac.
She's taking it back, dude. All right. Here we go. This insanity train continues.
In like, two different kinds of cicadas. Are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know better.
I will say all those
things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
Or something is returning.
The best part is, you saw her, remember when she first started with the cicada, she's like putting her hand on her face. You know she's dying to say something, but she can't because of the whole Jew incident. Ever since then, she's been on kind of a tight rope, you know?
You're talking about Sonny Hoskin? Did she?
Okay. Whoopi.
Oh, Whoopi. Oh, right.
Remember when she said, like, the Holocaust wasn't racist? Because it was just white people killing white people.
Yes.
And then, she's been a tightrope ever since. Man, she was the only one that had any clue. Plus, lady, you're telling me something that's happened every 17 years for as long as history, right? And then the eclipse, I mean, that's happened as long as we've had a sun and a moon. That's something that happens on a pretty regular schedule ever since the moon existed. So
they erected Stonehenge and it perfectly aligns with the rising sun. And they erected it, and this thing's like tens of thousands of years old. We've known a lot about the sun for a long time as humanity. We've been predicting these eclipse things for a long. We know the next one's going to be 20 years from now.
Well, for here, yeah.
For here,
it happened all the time though, because you know other places of the world, but. My whole point is these like the celestial thing that happens regularly, the cicadas that happen on a regular schedule. It's just nature. This is what makes you believe in human-made climate change. The true crime here is they didn't give her enough time to fully explain it. Then they all agreed with her.
There's a little more left, I think, of her insanity. Let's see here. She goes on to, I think, attempt something.
It's returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground. No,
it happens. And the eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
At least we got Whoopi trying. Man, poor Whoopi.
It's crazy. This woman made Joy Behar and Whoopi seem very smart. It's really a good. It's a good hire for them.
Yeah, I can't believe this lady's that dumb. I can't believe she's that. How could you be that dumb? How could you be that dumb, man? And you're the one that's like relaying the news? You're too dumb to be a plumber.
Yeah, or really, like, can this person even make sense of their surroundings on a daily basis? She probably doesn't shop for her own groceries.
Oh, guaranteed no. Oh, right? Guaranteed no. Yeah.
These people have. Other people do everything for them.
Yeah, Uber Eats.
Uber Eats.
They probably have like some. No, they actually probably hire somebody specifically. Yeah, they got a maid, nannies.
I don't know. These rich folks, man, they're. The more we're getting poorer, these rich people are becoming far more disconnected from our reality.
Which is good, though, because they're getting dumber, apparently. So
yeah, we all are. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, I think everybody is, man.
I mean, I have to watch Emma's Bachelor shows on the daily, man. It's great to see where the mindset is of people in their early 20s. It's not good for humanity. I'm telling you right now, we're in a bad way.
The worst is when you watch what's that show? Jersey Shore is back.
Yes.
I like see these commercials for it, and dude, you guys are like 50. What are you doing?
If there's
any kids out there listening, this is why it's very important to listen to your don't listen to your teachers, but read books. Keep reading books so that you're not as dumb as Sonny Hostin.
Man, you have to check out Bravo. All right. The channel. Okay. Emma watches this show Below Deck. And that has loads of stupidity like you would not believe. But that's not what fascinates me. The commercials in between the program are for their other reality shows. It's unbelievable how many reality shows are on these cable channels. Who's watching these things? They have Real Housewives of every city you could have ever imagined.
That's true. If there was a good show on TV, it got bought by Paramount. So there's no good shows on TV.
That's right. So cable's all the crap that's left over.
It's just left over. It's whatever Paramount didn't want. Like, that's...
It explains my worldview.
Yeah.
I'm a major consumer of the cable television. Yeah. I love it, man. Well, speaking of which, Mike, we are running out of program time, my man. We've hit that hour point.
Is it the moment for the cicadas?
Cicada, tomato, tomato.
Girl, she tried to justify that. Cicada. Who was it? Which hen was that? Was that Joy Behar?
No, it was the same one. I think it was the Sonny Hoskin. That was her defense.
No, because then she started talking. It was one of the other ones was trying to, like, defend. I think it was that blonde chick was trying to, like, defend her.
Maybe you're
like,
right.
Cicada, cicada. Oh, well, cicada, cicada. And then Whoopi was just like, no.
Oh, my God.
Cicada, cicada.
Whoopi's going through her punk phase right now, so she's not taking any crap from nobody.